84% of American Indian and Alaska Native women have experienced violence in their lifetime. That's 4 out of 5. In 2023, the homicide rates among American Indian and Alaska Native people were 5 times higher for non-Hispanic people. Homicide is the 6th leading cause of death for American Indian and Alaska Native females, and 58% of American Indian and Alaska Native women have experienced an intimate partner violence in their lifetime. These are just some of the stats that are staggering in the missing and murdered Indigenous women crisis.
Welcome to Powwow Live Podcast from powwows.com, connecting you with Native culture since 1996. Here's your host, Paul Gowder.
This weekend, I had the opportunity to travel out to a powwow right here in my hometown, Lexington, South Carolina. The powwow was the Weaving Unity Southeastern Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Informational Powwow. It was put on as a way to raise awareness and to get the word out about this crisis. So first, it was really cool to have a powwow this close to my house, just 10-minute drive. That was awesome. But then too, to see that they were working hard and trying as tribes here in South Carolina to work together to raise awareness and to really make a difference, especially here in the state. I had the opportunity to speak with some of the organizers about what they're doing here in South Carolina, how the problem has escalated in our state, and how our state is one of the really hot spots for the MMIW crisis. So I'll let you hear from them in these couple of interviews. Thanks for listening, and please spread the word, and let's make sure we raise awareness for this crisis. All right, we're here today at the in Lexington, South Carolina, right here in my hometown, at a powwow. Pretty excited to introduce yourself and tell us about the powwow going on here today.
My name is Lisa. I'm a Seneca woman. I'm here with the Eastern Cherokee, Southern Iroquois United Tribes. We are putting on an MMIW informational powwow. Why? Because MMIW is a serious issue. I was just at the MMIW Task Force Women's Conference of South Carolina yesterday, and we got some amazing statistics. They're actually terrifying. So South Carolina is a hot spot. We have 4 major highways. Interstate 95 is a big hot spot for missing women between the Cherokee and the Catawba tribal grounds, and those casinos, hot spots for taking women, boys, men, girls, Two-Spirit. There's no prejudice. There's no age difference. There's over 14,000 missing cases recorded in 2026, but Lexington is a hot spot because of all those crossroads. South Carolina is a hot spot. So we're here having this powwow. As you know, a powwow is a gathering of nations, and what we want to do is spread awareness. So we have the MCs with a lot of information, and we're doing some dances in between, some intertribal, and I believe we have 9 tribes represented here today.
Nice. Now, I know one of the main things to do for MMIW is to raise awareness, and you're doing that here. The next step, if people watching this, how can they get involved and how can they help?
So we have a Facebook page called Weaving Unity. We can definitely connect you, but the South Carolina Women's Allegiance is they have an MMIW task force. They're putting together a turquoise alert. I think I may have said their name wrong, but South Carolina Indigenous Women's Alliance. Sorry.
Awesome.
Yep.
All right. And tell me a little bit more. I'm going to show a little bit more of the powwow. Tell me what's going on here.
So we have some ladies that have some special regalia here, Matt, for awareness. What we have is we have a lot of wind today, but we have these red dresses up to symbolize all the missing women. We have 2 drums here at this powwow. We have a female MC and we have a female drum group because this is MMIW. So.
Awesome. And are we annual? Are we going to be back
so
next year?
This is our first powwow, but we have a pretty good turnout. We do want to become a nonprofit organization, and we do want to do this yearly. And actually, we were blessed. The state of South Carolina recognized us and declared today MMIW Day just for us.
Yeah.
They read a declaration for us. We've been recognized by the government. We have a lot of fundraising here. We have Attorney General Office here. We have some great vendors here. We have Low Country Fry Bread, best fry bread in the state. And we have some sweet petite treats. So we'd love to have you come on down if you're local. If not, we hope that you'll be here next year.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right. Introduce yourself and let us know where you're from.
Tanake Niat Erica Persley, Yeas Wonkere. Hello, my name is Erica Persley, and I'm a proud member of the Catawba Nation of South Carolina. I am a part of the steering committee for this event today, the Weaving Unity Powwow. I'm also the reigning 2025-2026 Mrs. Catawba, and I serve my Catawba Nation as our behavioral health director.
Awesome. So tell me about the goal of this powwow and what we're trying to do, because this is an informational powwow. It's not just a traditional powwow. You guys are trying to raise some awareness.
Correct. So as any person would see when you watch the daily news, there's a lot of negativity there. But what you will likely never see a lot of is talking about the epidemic that we're facing with our missing and murdered Indigenous women, boys, girls, Two-Spirit, because they just don't talk about it a lot. And the reality is that is because of the fact that if you look at a lot of data and statistics, which I work with a lot in the things that I do, it's Black, white, and other. There's not even any clear indication for Indigenous people, even though we are the first original owners and protectors of this land. So creating events like this is about bringing awareness. It's about advocating for all people of color, but especially of Indigenous people, to say it's not okay to be othered. We have the highest rates of all of these issues. Murder is the third leading cause of death in Indigenous people. We have some of the highest rates of mental health and substance misuse. So by educating people, bringing awareness, creating unity, this committee and this event is people from every tribe within the state of South Carolina, our tribe, the only federal tribe, as well as all of the state tribes coming together as one. We were able to get the first MMIW proclamation on the books in the state of South Carolina in June, and we've just continued to build this from here, and we'll continue the fight until all of our people are seen and known, and we can reduce these incidents and stop them from happening.
Awesome. And how can people get involved if they're wanting to help?
So look at social media. Look at the South Carolina Indigenous Women's Alliance. Look at the South Carolina Task Force and see that we're creating educational material. We're working to create databases to better accurately track. But as Indigenous people, one of the most important things that you can do in good and in bad is to always identify as Indigenous. And if it's not there in the selections, write it in. And more specifically, write your tribes in so that we get more accurate and specific data so that we do get that information out there and we do get counted, because it's crucial.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We're here in Lexington, South Carolina, from my hometown. Introduce yourself and tell us where you're from.
Okay. First in my language, Sho, Nagala Jinali. Yoyoye wea de wagado. Chalagi aniwea de wagado. My name is Dr. Jody E. Noe. My Indian name is Crazy Wolf. I am Cherokee and the Vice Chief of the Eastern Cherokee Southern Iroquois United Tribes, South Carolina. I am from the Wolf Clan, and I am a Katua. This event was my vision 5 years ago. 5 years ago, up north, we tried to do this with the northern tribes. And we had it set up, but then a hurricane came. We, the ones that set it up, we went, we danced. I spent the weekend there in the Bermuda Triangle of Rhode Island. Nothing happened. I was hoping something would happen. Nothing happened. But what it did do is unify the tribes, and it was the women, just like here. So Janice Smith, who's my cohort up there, I told her we're going to do it down in the southeast. I'm going to dream it up. So last year on the May 5th, we had the state senate commemorate MMIW Day, Red Dress Day, in the state of South Carolina, and all of us, we're at the state house. We went to the Senate. We looked like the Osage in the top of the state house. They all were staring up there at us like,
They were staring at their light. We were in our regalia with our red. And they were staring at us. And we were whooping. Because that was a big deal. Today, we were just given the Congress commemorates February 22nd, which is today, as MIW Red Dress. So we have two dates now in a commemoration of the state of South Carolina, one from the Senate, one from the Congress. So at least people are now paying attention. But last May, when we were there, I was talking with these women. The Catawba women had their drum. There was a lot of women from all over. To Lumbee, the Tuscarora, the Waccamaw, the Washburn, everybody. And I said, y'all, I have a vision. Now, you can be a visionary. I can vision everything. But you got to have people make that vision. You've got to draw that unity. And I said, I have a vision. I have a vision for unity, inter-tribal unity in the state. Because what we don't realize is the state of South Carolina missing and murdered indigenous peoples. Statistics are higher than the national average. We learned that yesterday at South Carolina Indigenized, which is over there. You can go talk to them. So this powwow is an informational. We set that informational up so that all of these not-for-profits that work in the state of South Carolina, health and wellness, missing people, the Attorney General's office, they're here to tell us what they have for us, how we can utilize their resources. Because nobody tells us anything. And this is us. These are our people. Now, why and how did this start? I want to remind y'all that first contact is not Jamestown. First contact is South Carolina. And that was DeSoto. And that was almost 100 years before Jamestown. So our first contact, our first recorded stolen woman was from Kopetichekee. She was an emissary or a vice chief, and DeSoto stole her after she gave him presents and food and welcome. And what did she do? Like all of us, she led him into the woods and lost him and told him to come to the Cherokees. And he did. But our first contact has brought a whole nother level of genocide. Because this country whitewashed that whole history. But for 80 years before Jamestown, colonies lived in South Carolina. And the first slaves was not 1619. The first slaves were the Indians they stole from South Carolina. The Portuguese and the Spanish have writings about how they stole us. Now look, Christopher Columbus didn't have a map. You know what he did? He read the Portuguese, who were here before the Spanish, and the Portuguese said, you don't need a map. Just follow the bodies of dead Indians in the ocean. These are all historical facts that have been whitewashed. Why would our bodies be in the ocean? Because we're jumping off the ship. If further and further the land got, the more we jumped off the ship. I'm telling you, this is historical facts. So that's where they decided, these Indians aren't working out. We've got to go back for those African people because they've already built Europe for the Dutch. And we're going, that's where the idea to chain them on the bottom of the boat came from. Because the African people wasn't jumping off the ship. We were. So I'm telling y'all, this is a long history. Stolen people. Enslaved people. Taken away from their homelands. And now we're done. We're done. In the state of South Carolina, the statistic, the most missing are the girls. But the boys are right behind them. And then the women, of course, are higher than the men. But the men are in there. So we got almost 3,000 men missing, almost 6,000 women missing, almost 5,000 girls missing, and almost 3,000 boys missing in the last 2 years. No. They stolen. They're not missing. Nobody ran away. We love this place. We are red dirt people. So we're bringing awareness and we're trying to unite each other because with all of that generational trauma comes lateral genocide. All of the things, divide and conquer works really well. So the women, because it is our life-giving capacity that makes us look at things differently, I'm just reminding y'all that every one of your heads came through someone's vagina. That's your test tube. And that hasn't happened yet. So the women are coming together because we're the life givers. And the two spirits are your tribal medicine. That's what the first thing they did. Take your matrilineal leadership and demoralize them down. And take your two-spirit people who they don't understand and somehow make them wrong and evil. So, the two spirits and the women have come together to say, no more, you're not having our children, you're not having our people. We are going to band together, intertribal, all different languages, all different flags. And we want this to go across all of our Indian, this is Indian country. We're 1% standing on our own land. I want to remind you, what did Greenland do? When all of Greenland came out together in unification, and it stopped that whole conversation about taking their land. We have to do the same thing. We cannot keep our colonizer mindset and separate ourselves. We are one tribe, one people, and it's time for us to unite. And I'm calling on the women, because the men will follow you. The men are the easiest of people. I'm calling on the women, because the men want to be our protectors, as the Maori call the Kaitiaki. The men want to stand there. The women must lead. So I'm calling on you mothers and your grandmothers. That's our water drum. I want to go get that. That's our lumbi. Our mothers and our grandmothers, our sisters, our aunties, our two spirits. Look at me. You can come out in South Carolina, and I haven't been shot yet. It's okay. We're different people now, and the women want us to unite. So that's my call across Indian country. It's not a me thing. I'm a no one. I'm a particularly no one of interest. I'm a nobody. All I did was have a vision, and the women rallied, and together we made it happen. You can do this. This was free. Everything here is volunteer. We paid for only the pot-a-porties and the garbage. Even this venue's free. You ask people to volunteer. You say, I need you to step up and be a part of this. The drums were free. The MC, everybody. And if they wanted pay, we said, no, you have to volunteer or we find somebody else. The fire keepers, the medicine men, all intertribal. And we share four different tribal greeting the sun morning ceremonies this morning. Was the most beautiful thing you'd ever see. So I'm calling all of y'all. Drop the colonizer mindset. We are all one people, and let's get the hell out here and stop this genocide of our people. It's been too long. 500 plus years. Forget this 250. 500 years. No more. No more. Ski.
What is Rick